With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New details on the man accused of firing a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York.
A federal court filing identifies the man who fired a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York, as an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen who told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East, they say. 28-year-old Mufid Fawaz Al-Qader lives in Schenectady, New York, near Albany. He's been charged with a federal firearm offense. And Albany's police chief says they are investigating this as a possible hate crime.
The episode in New York's capital happened on the first night of Hanukkah amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide. Also at SRNnews.com, a teenager is sentenced to life in prison for killing four students, wounding more, and terrorizing Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. A judge Friday rejected pleas for a shorter sentence, saying Ethan Crumbly will not get an opportunity for parole. A judge voids the result of a Louisiana sheriff's election decided by a single vote and orders a new runoff.
Democrat Henry Whitehorn was declared the winner in Caddo Parish last month over Republican John Nicholson, but the judge says it was proven beyond any doubt there were at least 11 illegal votes among the more than 43,000 cast. It's the second time a local election was tossed out after a mayoral primary in Connecticut was marred by possible ballot stuffing. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Actor Ryan O'Neill has died at the age of 82. His son confirmed the news, saying that he passed away peacefully, surrounded by friends and family. In 1970, O'Neill was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar for his work in the film Love Story. He'd been battling leukemia and prostate cancer since 2001. The FDA approved sickle cell treatments that include CRISPR, a highly controversial gene editing technology. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. The Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoes a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would also have barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and other irreversible procedures designed to make a child look like the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel says while the governor's veto of the legislation is not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. If you suffer debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome, you are certainly not alone.
3.3 million Americans are suffering along with you, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's a larger number than previous studies suggested and is likely boosted by those who are dealing with long COVID. Chronic fatigue is characterized by at least 6 months of severe exhaustion, not helped by bed rest. There is no cure, no blood test or scan to enable a quick diagnosis. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Mexican woman and her son are sentenced in federal court for sex trafficking young girls. One of the women testified she was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 12 and forced to be a sex worker in the cantina the woman owned and operated in South Texas, just outside of Brownsville. The sentences were handed down Friday in federal court in McAllen. More details at SRNnews.com.